Podcast. Commentary. Time. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the worlds of art and education to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So in 2023, I decided to do this Kickstart Creativity deck of cards. There are 50 cards. It's by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Links will be in the show notes. And what they are is they're set up in three different kinds of cards, intention, action, and, well, the cards that we're dealing with here, perspective cards. You can mix and match these cards however you want to. But my wife gave them to me over the holiday season in 2022, and I thought to myself, why is she giving me these cards? It makes no sense. Am I not the head instigator for Create Art Podcast? Are you not entertained? And when I started reading through the cards, I was like, oh, these are the perfect things. You know, you pull out one a week. There's 50 of them, so they cover pretty much the whole year. But you pull out one a week, and you know, you just kind of contemplate on what they mean to you. They give you challenges. They give you a really good idea or definition, and it really can help you with your creativity if you're if you're struggling with that. So I highly recommend getting a deck of these cards for yourself. Or if you were working with a team, you and your team can go through this. Whatever it is for you, there you go. So I decided, you know, each week I'm going to go ahead and do this. Now, you are seeing this on, I have this slated to be dropped to you on Sunday morning. I am actually at a podcast conference, Indie PodCon, with Super Joe Pardo in West Deptford, New Jersey. And it's a day-long conference, and I'll be speaking at it. I'll be speaking on how to podcast for the man. But I thought, you know what? I need to go ahead and get this episode knocked out for you so that way I'm not driving back from New Jersey, which is about a five-hour drive from my house, and super tired. So I thought, well, you know, I'll go ahead and do this early, and then that way it's done and out of my hair, so to speak. For those of you that are watching me on YouTube, insert your laugh right here. Boom. For those of you that are listening to me through your podcast app of choice, I pretty much am bald. You know, I shave my head every so often here. So that's why when I say things get, you know, out of my hair, I'm laughing right along with you. Anyhow, so this week we're talking about time and what that has to do with your artistic practice. On each of the cards, and they're lovely little cards, you know, kind of a little 70s design there, stuff like that. On the front of it, it tells you what the card is, time, and then it has a little kernel of knowledge. And then on the back side, you have your definition and then three challenges. So let's start off with the kernel of knowledge for this. Choose what to do with time, the most exquisite gift you have in your possession. Now, you know, at the time of this recording, I'm 50 years old and I've got a couple of kids and I have a happy wife that I have to, you know, that I get the opportunity to spend the rest of my life with. Yes, we'll be celebrating 10 years of marriage very soon here this month in September of 2023. But when I choose to give time to those that are important to me, and when I choose to be present with them and give them that time, that is a very precious gift. You are giving me a precious gift, spending this time with me, allowing me to enter your ear holes or your eye holes, however you're consuming this content. And I really do thank you for that. It's very important to me, and I take it very seriously. That's why I try to give you the best that I have each week and each episode that I do. So, you know me, I love definitions. So let's define time. And this is according to Cambridge Dictionary. Time, the part of existence that is measured in minutes, days, years, etc. Or this process is considered as a whole, the system of recording hours used in different parts of the world. So, you know, when we break it all down to it, that's what time is. It's You know, the things that we measure in days, minutes, seconds, years, and all that kind of good stuff. And they are also reference points for us, you know. So, you know, at midnight, I know I should probably be in bed asleep. Sometimes I am. Most nights I am. Some nights I'm not. But, you know, we all have our different thing of time. And, you know, how much time do we have? And how much time are we giving to others? And how much time are we taking for ourselves? And how are we marking that time? And hopefully we are, with the time that we are given, we are marking it well. You know, as 50 years old, I'm marking it a lot better than I did when I was 20 because I didn't think I would make it to 50. So now I'm at 50. I'm like, oh, shoot, am I going to make it to 70? Am I going to pay off this house? Oh, my God. So that's where I am at with time. Let's talk about the challenges that they have that we have here on the back of the cards. I'm sorry. No, we're not going to do the challenges yet. We're going to read what the card has to say. So creation is unfolding in this very moment. What will you do with the time you have on this earth? Before you allow your attention to be grabbed by the various things you can consume, other people's experiences or perspectives, things to buy, make time to create. So when I hear people say, I don't have time. Really? How many times are you looking at your phone per day? Probably the average American is over 200. What? You know, how many times are you consuming other people's content, watching a TV show, listening to a podcast, watching a video on YouTube? If you want to right now, pause and go create something and then hit pause again, you know, hit play again and then come back to this. It's not a problem. I'm not going to be offended. You can do that. I give you permission to hit pause. Go ahead and do that. Go create something. Come back. Take a picture of it. Send it to me. Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I'll have it floating down below me for you there if you need that for yourself. But yeah, if we really calculate what we're doing with our time and we say, well, we don't have time to create. Okay, well, let's take a good hard look at what we are doing and then see if there's areas in our life where we can, you know, maybe cut back here or there and get that creativity time going. Our first challenge, it's like it's all related. Disengage from your responsibilities and disconnect from your devices for 15 minutes a day for 1 week. Wake up just a little bit earlier to paint, write, design, compose, or craft as your heart desires. Wow. So if we just, you know, not do the morning news dump, if we just kind of go in there and sketch something, write something, make a little bit of music, paint something, do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. Sorry, went there. But yeah, pull back from some things. And, you know, you don't even need to look at your schedule. Just there is 15 minutes in your day that you could do that. I know. I'm a father of twins. So don't tell me busy. I'm busy. Gotcha. Just do a little something for yourself. That's why I always end the show. Go make art for somebody you love, yourself. Do that. If you just have time to do that, that is fine. Go ahead and do that for yourself. But just disengage from your devices 15 minutes a day for a week and see how that feels for you. If you're able to do that, great. Then you have 15 minutes a day to create, which, you know, when you're looking at, you know, 15 minutes times 7, how many minutes is that? Okay. Public school math here, but that's over an hour. It's a couple hours during a week where you can create something. Just saying. Second thing, and this is really big for me, what is one legacy you want to leave your family and friends or organizations? Post it on a white note card you pin up prominently in your space and begin dedicating 15 minutes each day to making that happen. Well, what do I want my legacy to be? Well, I want my daughters to, you know the sound of their father's voice. I would like, if I have grandkids, I would like them to know the sound of my voice if I'm not around. I want them to have that available to them. I want them to listen to this podcast when they get older and they're wondering, hey, what do I want to do with my life? Or, you know, I want to follow this art thing like Papa does. Well, then You know, I want to be involved somehow in their lives, even after my passing. So that's the legacy that I want to have. I also want to be, you know, the guy that started up the federal podcast network, you know, with all the federal agencies, all 435 of them, having a podcast, and we all get together and have a big conference and sing Kumbaya and drink cocoa, something like that. That's what I want to do. So what do I need to do? I need to do something 15 minutes each day to make that happen, to make that goal. That journey of 10,000 steps does begin with that first step. Can't go anywhere unless you do that first step. So let's make that first step happen. And then the last challenge is right now, pull one red action card and one blue intention card. Take 15 minutes to create something that combines the two. So that's for those of you that have already purchased the Kickstart Creativity deck. But yeah, go. I mean, the links are in the show notes to go pick that up for yourself. So do that for yourself. Take a red action card, a blue intention card, take 15 minutes and create something. Boom. You don't even have to have the idea. It's right there for you in the deck of cards. So do that for yourself. You know, you owe yourself that. Give yourself that time. Give yourself that space. Give yourself that peace that we all need in our lives. No matter what's going on in our world, we all need that peace. Some points that I want you to consider. Time as a muse. Think about all the time that you have had on this earth. That is inspiring. Yeah, if you've had 5 minutes on this earth, that's inspiring. That you have done something. You've pooped your pants. Yay. If you've been here for 50 years, you've done some things. You've done some crazy stuff. I've done some crazy stuff. Celebrate that. That is what you can write about, paint about, do music about, whatever your art form is. Do that. Another thing I want you to think about is the creative process and time. Specifically, you know, research and preparation for whatever you're doing. So if you're going to be doing a gallery show, know who the audience is, know who usually comes, know everything you can about the gallery, and make sure that your art speaks to that audience, is appropriate for that gallery. Because why waste your time at a gallery that is, you're not going to sell anything at, you're not going to connect with anything at, you are, you know, there are certain galleries cater to certain people. And if your art doesn't cater to that certain type of audience, yeah, you give it a shot. I'm not saying not give it a shot, but, you know, realize that it may fall flat. And if you don't prepare for that, you're going to be like, oh man, I wasted all this time. Exactly. We don't need to waste time. We need to maximize the time that we're doing things with research and preparation. Another thing is execution. How long is it going to take for you to make that painting? Once all the field work is done, how long is it going to be before we have something that we can work with? And then put in editing and refining. That takes you time to do, to make it better. And then think about the deadlines and the pressure that causes you. You have to have it turned in at a certain time. So if you prep yourself to work about 15 minutes a day for a year on a certain set of paintings that you want to do for this gallery for 2024, now's the time to start working on it. Now's the time to start prepping for it so that way you're ready for it. And that pressure, for some people, it's a positive thing. For some people, it's a negative thing. They get sloppy when they have pressure. I like a little bit of pressure, but I don't like heavy pressure on me. So I try to do things as early as I can in case I run into an issue. And that I want to make sure that that deadline, whatever I've promised to somebody, is done. Hence, I'm going to a podcast conference. I'm recording this on Thursday. I usually don't record these until Sunday. But I'm recording it Thursday. I'm packing all my stuff up today. I don't need to leave until tomorrow. The conference isn't until Saturday. But I am making sure that everything is set up so that way when I leave tomorrow from my house to go to the hotel, everything is good to go. And I have a nice, smooth drive up there. And I'm driving in the middle of the day, so I'm avoiding the rush hour traffic from D.C. and from Philly. So hopefully everything goes as smooth as I've planned. But I have given myself extra time because I've got to be at the hotel by 3 to pick up my room. So if I leave here at 11 in the morning and it takes me five hours, if I leave here at 10 in the morning, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, that's my 5 hours right there. And I can be at the hotel when they're ready to give me my room. So that's the things you need to think about. And that's not even artistic. Okay. I'm going to be listening to a lot of podcasts. I have a camera with me to take snapshots of things that I see on the way, but making that time to prepare is a lot better than, oh shoot, I got to get this done now. That's not your best work. Plus, I'm going to be speaking at the conference too. So I want to be rested and good to go for it. Last thing I want to want you thinking about is time and preparation or perception. I'm sorry. We talked about preparation, time and perception. Now in the visual arts can like paintings and sculptures, they freeze a moment in time, allowing viewers to, explore the details and emotions. So, when we're doing visual arts, a lot of times we're freezing things and we're saying, this is what happened. Now we painted that 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, but that's what happened at that time. Music unfolds over time. For you folks out there that, do music, which is me too, it unfolds. I like really long songs. I do, because I feel I'm getting the most of my money. I love jam bands because they're having a good time and they're making that good time last longer. So I don't mind if a song goes 15, 20 minutes. As a DJ, as a radio DJ, that's great, because then you can go out back, have a cigarette, go to the bathroom, and then, and the song's still playing. I can relax and share this with somebody. So that's, the way music rolls. Literature, there's a flow of time, and that happens through the words and through the descriptions that the author gives us. So we are given time, we are measuring time according to their precepts. So sometimes we're going to zip forward 50 years, and sometimes it's going to take us 3 years just to get through 5 minutes. So literature can do that for us. And then the performing arts, theater, dance, all that, it happens right then, right now. And it takes what it takes. Now, yes, we can jump in front and go, okay, 10 years later, after intermission, 10 years later, this is what happened. But everything is happening right then, right now. And if you miss it, if you go out to the bathroom, you've missed it. It can't come back. It's not going to come back in the same way. So with performance art, it's one of those, that fear of missing out is huge. If you missed it, oh my God, concerts are like that too. I remember seeing Leonard Cohen in Milwaukee. Beautiful concert. Sounded awesome. Best concert I've ever heard. But that happened in the past. I can't recreate that. Unfortunately, Leonard Cohen passed away. So, and even if he was still alive, the concert that he gave that night can never be recreated, can never be done exactly the same way again. The conditions will never be the same way that they were. So I was lucky to be part of that. And I am very, very happy about that. So think about that when you're making your art. Think about how it relates to time and take the time to make the art. All right. So at this point in the show, I would like to remind you that I do have a newsletter. You can sign up for it if you go to our website. In any of the episodes, you can get a link to sign up for my newsletter. It's called Create Art Podcast Newsletter. Comes out about once a month, and it talks about bigger topics versus the singular topics that you get in each of these episodes. So definitely go ahead and check that out. It's also at timothybryan@substack.com. You can get it there as well for yourself. You can always reach out to this podcast. You can reach to me, timothy@createartpodcast.com. as my email address. You can talk to me about what's going on in your neck of the woods. What artwork are you working on? If you have questions, if you would like to be on the show, definitely shoot me an email. Obviously, for those of you watching me on YouTube, you know where the YouTube channel is. It's right here. I'm on Instagram. I'm on X, Facebook as well. So I have all those in the show notes there for you. If you've gotten anything out of this podcast, go ahead and share it with a friend. I'm not going to be mad at you. Please share it with a friend. That's the best way to find new podcasts. And I do want this to be a 5-star podcast for you. So if it wasn't, shoot me an email. Let me know what's going to make this a 5-star podcast for you. You know, that's the only way that I'm going to improve. That's the only way I'm going to know what you want is if you contact me, if you communicate with me and let me know, because I want this to be your spot to go to for the resources that you need, for the inspiration that you need, for the good kick in the pants that you need sometimes. We all need those. Now, speaking about sharing this with a friend, I have another podcast called Find a Podcast About. And that's where I outsmart the algorithm and help you find your next binge-worthy podcast, because I'm only subscribed to about 150 podcasts, okay? But you can find that podcast at findapodcastabout.xyz. And I'll be happy to, you know, introduce you to podcasts that you're like, wow, I never thought there was something like that out there. And on occasion, I do get the host to come on the show with me, and we sit and talk about their show, their journey, and everything that, you know, you should know about their show. So definitely check that out. findapodcastabout.xyz is where you can find that, or on any of your podcast apps of choice, and YouTube as well. Now, I'm trying to use YouTube as much as I can here. So if you could leave me a comment, let me know. Drop me a follow. Smash that bell. Whatever it is you do, and whatever it is that makes you feel good, go ahead and do that. Share that with folks. Leave comments on the YouTube channel. I do read through those comments, and I do respond to them. So I am here for you. Now, it's that time of the show where I say to you, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.